Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, I think this is episode 31, Sneak Diss Podcast. Got the homies Rome in the building.
What up, what up, what
Don
up?
Don in the building.
Back at it.
George and Ryan, MIA. they got things to take care of.
They at the fair.
You know what's funny is that I had no idea the fair was here until like a little while ago. I had to drive by it. Fair is something that you just, once you get past 16, maybe 17. It's too expensive.
I was going to say that, and you got to make $80,000 a year or more to go because it's crazy expensive.
I'm like
bro.
$1 a ticket now for the fair.
Yo.
Fam, no, you before you even get to the fair, you already $20 in because you got $10 for parking and $10 just for your admission if you're going by yourself.
And that's a fact.
You feel me?
And that's facts. What are we doing today? Talk about pickups, talk about everything. Real quick, though. Like I was telling you guys earlier, George and Ryan already knew I was going to get it, but finally got the vasectomy.
Snip, snip.
Had to do it, man. I had no choice, man.
New pickup for the week?
I don't know if it's a pickup
or a sale. Did you sell? Are you sold? I don't say that.
No, you know, what's crazy is, you know, shout out to Dr. Roscoe Nelson. You know, that's the Arizona urologist.
The nip tuck on me.
He hooked it up. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it was one of those things, you know, I was talking to Don and I was telling him that, you know, we had my daughter, and, you know, she wasn't planned, all right, but, you know, love her to death. And, like, before we got married, we agreed on one, and my son, you know, and we had my stepson, obviously, but, you know, he's 17. And, you know, it was one of those situations where, like, all right, well, she didn't want to get on birth control anymore. You know, that's a woman thing. She's like, I gained weight, blah, 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 blah. So I said, all right, fine. And she, it was one of those things where I was, like, I was trying to avoid it. And I didn't want to tell her to go do it because then she hit me with that. I had the kids. Like, I gave birth twice, three times technically, and you can't do this for me. So I'm like, all right, fine. And
so you feel obligated. That was your obligation too.
I kind of felt obligated.
She hit you with it, man.
She did. And I felt, I'm not going to lie to you, I was a little nervous, man. Like, you know, it went great, but like, man, I went to that joint and went to the doctor's office. It was on Monday. And I'm nervous. You know what's funny? I didn't think I was going to be too nervous, but I was nervous.
Bro, you getting your joint snipped. Of course you nervous.
Man, so let me ask you a question. What kind of question did you ask for afterwards? So once everything healed up, and he's like, man, is it blanks? What's coming
well,
out?
You know what? Okay, this is what happened.
Did you ask that? Did you do your research?
I did. So what happened was, I mean, first of all, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I ain't tripping, I ain't scared. I'm like, yo, I'm wearing Yeezys. I'm wearing Yeezys to this appointment. I don't care, man. I ain't scared.
Which he's wearing now.
Facts. And then, so I go in there, nicest office ever. I mean, this office is nice, you know. So I'll go in there, and I go see him once a year anyways because I have, like, a kidney thing or whatever. And so, you know, he kind of already knows me. And then, like, you know, it's one of them guys, I'm like, God dang, like, you go in there and he's like, so first you go there and they do a consultation.
Right? Yeah,
the
consultation
is more of like to make sure you got kids, to make sure like you good, where you at. Because I think they try to, you know, hey, man, you don't have kids yet. You only so old. They try to talk you out of it maybe. So we're talking and he's like, how many kids you got? I'm like, oh, you know, I got three kids. He's like, okay, cool. You know, he's like, all right, you know, let's go on with this.
Check.
And then he's like, well, let's give that exam. And I'm like, it's always funny. I hate feeling like, you know, you always got to do your physical that, like, turn your head and cough. But, like, it was different, you know? Look, Dr. Nelson has some soft hands.
A little more personal,
but
huh?
It was a little more personal. Homeboy was rummaging, all right?
Hey.
Let me tell you something. Like, I know what he's looking for, all right? He's looking for the tubes or something. But he's rummaging. Like, it was like he was at a garage sale, like, digging through a box.
You're like, bro, my wife don't even touch me like that.
Like, yeah. He's rummaging. So I'm like, I'm just standing there, you know. I'm just like, hey, you know what's funny? In my mind, I'm thinking like, all right, bro. I don't want him looking at my stuff like, you know, man, this joint stink. Like, ah, it's hot, man. Like, you just, a lot of stuff go through your mind.
I mean, what time did you go?
I mean, I went early, but this is Arizona.
I feel you.
This is still Arizona. It gets hot, right?
He's like, I went during rush hour, you know what I'm saying, after waiting in the car for an hour.
All right. So homeboy hooked me up. I go in there. We talk. He's rummaging. And he's like, yo, right here, this is what we're going to do. And he said, it's going to feel like being shot with a rubber band 8 times. That's what he said, right?
Like, that's supposed to feel good?
I mean, well,
or is that equivalent to the pain?
I don't. I mean, that's what it. Well,
did they put you to sleep?
No, no. So they gave me the most drugs ever. Okay, like I took all these pills, and he's like, "Go in the lobby, sit for 45 minutes." So I'm like, "All right, man." I go in the lobby. My wife is there. She's sitting there, and I'm taking
Oh, they gave you that loopy.
They gave me
some
of everything. I was literally. Like, I had no idea what was going on. I'm like this, like, just gone, like, out of my body experience, right? Like, I'm just gone, right? So then I go in there, and, you know, they got, like, you know, a lady nurse in there as well. And I'm like,
of course.
God, man, I don't want her looking at my stuff, you know? Of course. And look, man, I'm married. I love my wife to death.
You gotta keep telling yourself
But let me tell you something, though. When you pull your stuff out.
Like, you want to make sure you
wanna,
proper.
You want to make sure you look proper.
You will be proper, you know? At all times.
And the girl was not attractive at all. Nothing like that. But you know, if you got to pull your stuff out,
that's not the point.
Because you might leave, and they might tell they talk amongst themselves.
Always
in the
gotta
office.
Be proper, like at all times.
They might be like, God, man, you know.
Yeah.
I know he was short, but he's still black. You know, like good Lord, you know.
Yeah.
No joke, right? Laying on the table. Drop my pants. I'm wearing Vans. Like, I wore Vans. I couldn't wear Yeezy. I couldn't wear anything. Like, I was just too nervous. And then they cut a hole in a piece of paper.
Yeah.
They pull your stuff through it. Yo, they, like, scotch taped my ding-a-ling to my stomach. Like, I say, yo, this is crazy.
You're wilding.
Rummaging through.
There it is again.
Make sure they cut the right cords.
But, hey, they got to make sure. So, but, like, just the feeling of, like, yeah, where is it at? Yeah. Like, it was juggling. And I said, oh, man. But let me tell you, Dr. Roscoe Nelson, in the office, the P-Doc, I mean, perfect. I mean, it was excellent service, everything. So, like, literally said, oh, here it comes. And it felt like a rubber band snap, like, tah, like really hard. And then it was another one, tah, and then another one, tah. Then it got lighter and lighter 4 times. On one side, he was like, did some stuff. But I'm so out of it. Like, he's asking me about the Cleveland Indians and baseball. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm out of it, right?
Yeah.
So then he does it again. Pow, pow. You know, he hits me with the 8, you know, the 4 again on the other side. And then he was like, oh, all good, you know. And he was like, so this is what killed me, right? So I thought once you get it done, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like. You still, after 2 weeks, you can't have any sex. And then you still have to wear condoms after that for like 3 months. So he was like, yeah, you know, still after 2 weeks and you can have sex, but then you got to wear condoms after that. And he was like, after 3 months, you got to come in and, you know, basically shoot up a cup. And then they just examine it. And then they say, all right, you don't have to use condoms anymore.
You're
I was like,
it.
So basically, I gotta still wait about 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas right around the corner, too.
And I'm like, yo, I still gotta wait 5 months. I'm like, I thought you go in, cut, you're done. Like, yep. You never have to worry about that ever again. And nope. And then he was like, yeah, you gotta wear a jock strap for 2 weeks. I'm literally wearing a jock strap right now. Like, I've never wore a jock strap in my life, dude. Booty is out. Everything is out right now.
Oh, man.
I mean, I feel so exposed. Like, it hurts. All right.
Dang.
And then they put 2 Spider-Man Band-Aids on my nutsack. Like, I was like, well, I guess, you know, this is all you got.
Yo, man, at least, you know, Spider-Man's the homie.
I mean, I'm feeling all right now. I am in a little bit of pain, but, like, no joke, like, the nuts, they look like ski balls at, like, Chuck E. Cheese when you play that ski ball game. Damn. They out of control right now. But, hey, man, it's all good. Shout out to Dr. Roscoe Nelson.
Absolutely,
that's my guy.
Man. Shout out, sir.
You know, he got me right. No more kids for me. I love my kids. I love my family, but I am not making.
You got your
no
squad, man. That's enough.
Got them. I got 2 boys, an older boy, 17, a younger one that's 3, and a daughter that's 4 months now. So I'm good.
Man, already.
That's respect, man, because there's not already. A lot of guys that actually go through that, and they got 6, 7 kids. And they ain't with none of the baby mamas. So... That's mad respect. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
For you to go through that.
Let me tell you something. I'm proud of myself, okay? But
I take a lot of nerve, man.
I can't even sleep at night, though. I'm at night, like, it's hard to roll around. Like,
well, yeah, you ain't doing that.
It just feels crazy. You know?
Like somebody got a finger in your belly button. On, like,
but I feel like somebody got me, like, strapped up. Like, it just, hey, man, it's not a feeling I recommend. But, hey, man, like I said, if there's anybody I would go to, it's Dr. Roscoe Nelson. It was all good.
What you pick up, sir?
Sneaker pickups. I mean, still with my band ones from the homie Don.
I wanted to do this live. Hold up.
Oh, you brought them? No, you did, bro. Give it.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
In the building.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you even brought these joints.
Yeah, man. Wanted to do it live, man.
Oh, my goodness. These joints, finally.
Got you.
That's the first.
Yo, the curse is over. The greatest Jordan sneaker of all time.
Absolute facts.
Man, well, finally got a pair. I mean, I've had them before, but then, you know, obviously I made some stupid decisions in life.
Yo, I thought you had them already, though.
No, I had the two from, like, what, 2011?
Yeah.
I had two from then, and then I sold them being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Never got a pair ever again. Oh, my goodness. Yo, Don.
I told you I had you, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Because, listen, you always get everything you want, so I really thought you would have been had them by now. So when you kept making a post once a week going, I don't have them, I'm like, all right, let me actually put some forth effort because, you know what I mean?
Yo, I appreciate these. Oh, my goodness, these joints. I'm wearing these joints every day, though. Oh, man, Don, appreciate you, fam.
Anytime, bro.
That'll work.
Anytime.
Man.
That'll work.
You know, that actually, like, felt like Christmas. Like,
Yeah, no, I got them in yesterday, so I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and bring them joints. So it made perfect sense when you asked me to be a part of this week. I'm like, oh, even better.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
Man, you gonna start crying or what?
Oh, bruh. I'm feeling funny right now. I mean,
snip.
Bruh,
got the new Jordan.
I got some J's, bro. J's make that vasectomy fade away. I don't think I got anything else new this week. Anybody else?
None this week, man. You know what? I think I'm about to get them Cyber Monday 3s that we talked about.
Get them.
Talk about them. He's been trying to convince.
You got them?
I've been trying to tell this dude. He's sleeping, man. Everybody in a coma on these motherfuckers.
Well, here's why I really want to get them, because they still sitting on Swoosh, so I can get them pretty cheap.
Oh, really?
That's what I was like.
114.
That 114, sir.
120 shipped.
See, that's why. Because I just went on actually yesterday, and they still got a full size run. So I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and just scoop them up real quick.
The leather on those threes, no lie, is better than the leather on those breads.
Whoa.
Oh, have you seen him in person yet?
I have not seen him in person.
I gotta see him because he's been convincing me all week.
When you get yours, you got these two, right? You got them.
Yeah, I got those.
Put them shit side by side. Smell. Do the smell test because one's got their own smell. You know, fresh one's got that smell. You know, that's that premium. Do the smell test. Do the squeeze test. Do the rub. They are better quality than those brand ones.
That's a bold statement.
They right underneath Shatterback. I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro.
You realize now by you saying this, every single three in Arizona just sold out right now.
I'm sitting there looking.
I'm telling you,
everyone's running to the stores
because
right now.
Because Kicks Deals or somebody sent out some today with them, and it was like $20 off or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was something off a code, and I was this close, all right? But I just couldn't pull the trigger yet.
Man, if you want them, holler at me, and I'll get them for you through Swoosh.
I mean, I do, but I don't know because I don't wear threes. I don't wear threes at all.
And I want them.
Yeah,
this one you wear. This one you will.
Yeah, but like I've had cements, cool grays, do the right things. I've had almost every single thing. I've cements like three or four pairs of them.
Think about it.
88s. Everything.
This is an all black shoe.
True.
With a white bottom. It's monochrome. You can wear that shoe every day of the week. Anything.
I don't know, man. They look kind of hard to wear.
Any other solid color, you can wear those shoes with any solid color.
They look a little hard to wear to me, though. Just black like that.
I feel like
if I didn't buy the Cyber Monday ones,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't buy the threes.
Now the Cyber Monday ones, the leather on those is nowhere near the threes, bro.
See, I'm getting them. That's it. He convinced me.
And you see my shot I put on Instagram with the ones and the threes.
Yeah, they look.
And I'm like, they look the same color, but they feel totally different.
I'm going to have to see them in person. I haven't been to the mall in a minute, so I haven't seen anything on the shelves.
Someone told me to bring them.
I ain't seen nothing. I'm going to tell you one thing, though. I am really close to buying maroon foams. Really close. And you know how I feel about foams.
They already know what it is, man.
Have y'all seen them in person?
I have, actually.
And they fire?
They're
fire. Bruh, I cannot avoid seeing a picture of them and being like, these joints are fire.
I don't own a pair of foams, but I want these.
I just got the basics.
Because I'm anything gum bottom for the most part. Because, you know, I'm a gum bottom Air Force, gum bottom whatever. Right. If it's a gum bottom, I'm all for it. A gum bottom foam and that maroon, I kind of like it.
Like,
dude, that, them, they are.
Did you buy them?
Yeah.
Oh, you already got them?
Yeah, I got
them. And they fire? I'm thinking about it. Because they sold out on Nike.
Oh, dude, hella quick.
But they restocked on Kicks USA.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm debating, but I don't want to pay the full price. I want to pay like 170.
It's not going to happen. Not on that one.
Which I know, I'm kind of wondering, like, is this that one foam that, like, might get up to the 330 range? Like, you know, might you can make something off of. What's resale going for? Is it even going for anything, or is it still retail?
I think
it's 300.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, those what are they, though? No, them foam, them Air Force Ones are hard. And I've been almost wavering a couple Air Force One highs. Perforated leather whites.
You're going to come
and
through,
these
bro.
Blues with the gum bottoms are fire.
You're going to join me, man.
They're fire. I'm just not tall enough. Y'all know this. If I put on an Air Force One high, it's going to be to my kneecaps.
Stop listening to George, man. You could do it.
No, I know. That's just me talking. All right?
Stop listening, man.
George could wear that stuff, but he just refuses to.
Boing.
Like,
had to do it since he ain't here. Do it one time.
The only thing I picked up, actually, I got an eBay purchase. I got some Fire Red 3s.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
For $140.
What's the condition on them?
Very near dead stock.
Are they cracked? They're not cracked?
Nope.
That's the problem with 3s.
Those are the ones that came out in 2013.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, because if you got the old 6 pair for $140, I'm like, yeah, they crack as soon as you look at them.
Every pair of 3s I've owned and wore, I just cracked. Like, maybe not the, like, it's just that paint.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what is the deal with these joints? Like,
I know.
I mean, I just can't figure them joints out.
Yo, now, I know you don't wear retros, but did you see the picture of the new black and gold 4s dropping next year?
No. Okay, now, I like retros. It's funny, I just don't wear them. Black and gold 4s are fire.
I thought of y'all when I seen that picture.
Name? What is the name of them?
Royalties, right? Royalties?
I think so. I was like, royalty. Yo, Jordan Brand might have got my love back with that one.
That one is dope.
Fire. Right.
But what if that gold is plastic?
I don't care.
I mean, it's going to probably be plastic.
Yeah, they're not hitting you with,
I don't
like,
think it's going to be metal.
Metallic or something. Man, I don't care.
If it is metal, then they
do get a surprised when the picture we were posting in the thread we was in. I was surprised what you said.
I need more pictures.
I was like, what is wrong talking about?
I need more,
that black suede with the gold, I'm sold.
I'm going to try and get those.
I'm sold. Sorry.
Y'all getting true blue threes?
No.
Yeah, I gotta double up on them.
You know what? I don't like the way the insole looks. The red, that with it poking out like that, it looks off.
I kind of want to get a pair just to, like, really, really wear. Like, even though I don't wear threes, I just want to just wear that. Just
I would love to have them, but I don't like that. If I can get them dyed somehow, that red, it bothers me. It
you
needs
would
to be
do
blue.
All that?
Really?
It bothers me that much. It really bothers me.
The insole. The,
you know how,
the liner.
In the liner with the tongue, it's all red. Like, they're not supposed to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, only the Jumpman is supposed to be red, not the liner on top of that. It bothers the hell out of me. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I think they look pretty good. Like, I don't know if anybody's gonna be like really moving for them, like 88s.
They'll be easy to get. They're gonna
sit.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll be hard to get.
No, they're gonna sit.
You think they'll sit?
No, I think they just gonna flood the market.
It's 220, bro. Think of all the retros that have dropped this year that are 220 that have actually sold out. Not really. The fives sat. The maroon sixes did okay, but you could still find them relatively cheap.
You could get maroon sixes under retail now.
The only shoe I think that hit for two, did the Smith Force hit for $220, I think?
Yeah.
That's the only one, because obviously that's iconic.
Right.
But besides that, every other retro that's dropped that's $220 is sad.
And flu games and all that were $190.
Flu games are $190, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
and flu games.
And I mean, that's coming around the same time. You got Dornbecker, you've got Space Jam. You've got whatever other this supposed Kobe 9, Jordan 9 that just leaked the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be coming out in November.
That three-peat one.
The three-peat. Exactly. So you've got all these other releases coming. That's that True Blue is not selling out.
That, what is it? What the one, three, top three, one, whatever,
whatever they're calling it.
I already pre-ordered mine. All right. I'm not taking an L. All right.
I almost want to. Who'd you pre-order with? Did you pre-order with Charles?
Yes.
I was going to say, because that $285 price tag didn't look bad. Shout out to Charles.
Shout out to Ben Hathaway.
I was like, yo, $285.
Charles let him go. He let him go for $285.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that doesn't look bad.
Now, look, they're $160 retail. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're like, God, $285. But that's not bad.
Especially because you know what they finna go for.
I mean, are they, though?
Bruh.
Because typically, Charles and Ben had those pound for pound. All you guys are pretty in the loop of like what might shoot up high.
Yeah.
Like you guys pretty much know. That's why when I seen the pre-order for those, and even on eBay, the pre-orders are like $285, $305. They're not high.
Unless they're mass producing the hell out of these things, I don't see them not hitting for under $350-ish.
I'm just like, yo, somebody.
It's the first time it's ever been done.
And people worship that. Like what the.
And it's the, and it's the top three colorways of the ones. There's no way this shoe is not going to hit crazy.
Now,
they're going to sell out.
Maybe this is the one because I'm going to say this, and we've talked about this all the time. I just don't get how Jordan 1 lows get disrespected. I don't get it. It's a Royal 1 low, a Bred low, Chicago low. Like, what makes those so like, we don't want them? And then these ones, if people say like, I don't care for this top three one, I have no idea what the market's looking for or what anybody's looking for anymore.
It's kind of up in the air at this point.
Because you know if they dropped another shadow, Shadow High, it would fly right off the shelves again.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense why the lows don't get any love because the lows are just as wearable, if not more wearable.
I think they're more wearable.
Well, you are because you can wear them with anything, shorts or pants.
You can. And you can wear highs with shorts, but you really got to know how to wear them with shorts. It's hard wearing Jordans with shorts.
You got to be tall and you got to lace them up.
Yeah, pretty much. I've seen a few people wearing Bred ones with shorts lately, and it didn't look too bad.
Yeah, I can't do it. Not
but
ones.
I can't do it.
I got to do like a one mid or something like that or a low. I can't. I've tried highs. I tried doing bands with a – or the bands is more of a mid, but even still look kind of crazy. So
yeah, I
can't do it.
I mean, I'm like sitting here looking at this like I'm dying to put these bands on right now. These joints, oh, my God. Like I – Man, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I told you I had to get you, bro.
What about the black toe? What about the black? You going after them?
I'm gonna try, but
them should be pretty.
But I'm why is pre-orders on them so high?
I don't know.
It's another OG joint that people want, man.
God, I think I don't know what to do about those. I want to get them, but I just don't see it happening. Man.
I'm gonna go after them. I'm gonna go after them myself.
They freaking come. They've been. When the last time they came out?
13.
2 years
ago? Yeah, 2013.
And did they have Nike on the thing or no?
No.
They didn't.
They didn't? Okay.
Well, no.
No.
I feel like they did.
The ones at 13 are shorter. These ones are the OG height. Like they're different.
They're the OG height, but I think it had Nike on there. It did.
On the tongue?
Yeah, it had it on the tongue.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, man.
It's like, just not the same mold. It's not the whole remodel or whatever they came up with. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But it's still gonna hit for a lot because it's an OG colorway again. And I mean the 2013 resells for a lot, so that's why people base pre-orders off of what resell is. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's probably why the pre-orders are kind of low because there really isn't a market for it just yet.
Honestly, I don't even know why. I mean, I think I pre-ordered these because I'm just so sick of taking L's. Like, I was like, I'm going to pre-order this. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know what? If it, for some reason, sells for $500, then I feel like good. Thank God I pre-ordered because I'm not selling it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I got to break the curse. Like, I can't ever sell a one ever again, period. I just can't do it because it's taken me 5 years to get this. Like 5 years to get another pair.
You're the one god, man. You're the sixth god.
I get sixes god. Everywhere. I get sixes.
Did you get them golds? You get them gold joints?
I was just about to ask what you felt about those.
Oh, heck no. Pinnacle sixes?
Yeah.
Heck no.
Okay, let me say.
Resell, what, about 450?
They are. Let me say something.
Those suck.
I hated on those so much until I held them in person. I must say. Hold up. I will never purchase them. But they're not as bad as I thought.
Okay, it's a good, like, in your hand. I'm sure it's dope, but how do you wear that? There was one cat on Instagram that, like, I mean, I was going in. He sent me his fit. He sent me his entire fit. You know, shout out to him. And I was like, okay, it kind of looked like, okay, I could see where he's going with this. I couldn't figure it out. I can't figure out how to wear an entire gold shoe like that. And I think sixes are too high. If they would have made a one low gold,
it's silver.
Maybe. Yeah, but that one doesn't have the swoosh, and the silver kind of looks like female-ish a little bit. Yeah. Like
these actually looked good. I was surprised that I actually was in my head going, could I?
Them no. Hip-hop shoes, man.
Yeah, they...
Those are for dudes that go to the club and like to dance. And they know how to spin on the tips of them shits. And they got a matching gold chain. They got a matching gold chain, and they got a white beater on with tattoos. And they know how to dance and pop and all that shit.
See, I would say
Usher type.
Those
shit.
Are the Omarion sixes. That we calling
would,
them.
I would say Usher.
I would say them joints is for like they're for people who want to be seen. Dance. Like when you wear like a one or you wear something like I look at somebody who comes through wearing a Jordan one is like that guy's established. He knows what he's wearing. Yeah. I see somebody come through wearing a gold six. He doesn't understand stuff. Like he sees like everyone's gonna see this.
Trinidad
like,
James Lee.
He's like, today like is my day.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like somebody who like, you know, it's not enough to have like a black infrared six for them. No. That's too plain for them. It's like getting a Yeezy and customizing a Yeezy. It's like
So what about those champagne sixes that came out a couple years
trash.
Ago?
I hate all of them.
Because that green
was trash.
But I will say everybody thought the cigars were going to be better than the champagnes. I think the champagnes ended up being better looking than the cigars in hand.
In hand?
Cigars are kind of rough, man.
But give it a couple of years and that leather go to weathering and change and age and then shit's going to be...
See, them joints already looked rough when you took them out the box. Yeah. Like cigar leather, like you one scratch on it, it was done. But I did see champagnes in hand and I was like, oh, they're not too bad, but I can't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. It's too much patent leather. It's too much patent leather, too much green. But shoot. Anyways, so what y'all listening to? What's in the iPods? You know, got the homie Don roaming the building, and we actually had a few people hit me up before and say like we never talk about music because one week we had brought up Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
and a couple people kind of like as Jay-Z as a legend, and somebody hit me up like, yo, what is wrong with them cats? Like. So, since I got the homie Rome, and Rome has produced music and done music and a lot of things like that, so he knows his music. And Don is just versed in a lot of things.
I try to be.
What are y'all listening to right now?
I took it old school. I'm not old school. I took it back to 2002 on some R&B type shit. That I actually listened to this today at work.
With some John B?
Nah, Tweet.
Oh, Tweet is fire.
Southern Hummingbird album.
Yeah, of course. That's one of the best albums ever.
And okay. that just took me back in time. Like
Smoking Cigarettes is my jam, all right.
And that's for right now, that's what I was listening to all day today.
Tweet album is one of the greatest R&B albums of all time. I would literally sit in my car with the sunroof open and play Smoking Cigarettes.
That's the kind of music. That's the kind of music that make you feel that way. Like,
and that's a fact.
You know, I mean, I don't know, like, simp shit, but when you at work and you got these mofos, like, pissing you off, I can't listen to 50 Cent. I can't listen to Jay-Z or somebody. I can't listen to that music because that ain't going to do nothing but round me up. I listen to something slow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they put me to sleep. I'll be straight. And
so
I put her on.
So you ain't listening to no, you know, Yachty? You ain't listening to none of these new cats?
Absolutely not.
You not liking these new cats?
I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Here's the thing. I'm trying, right? Because I'm a hater when it comes to these new rappers. I can't stand them. But I try to give them somewhat of a pass or you know, understanding because at one point, people older than us was like, y'all listen to Ludacris? Y'all, because I mean, I'm dating myself when I was like in high school and like Luda and T.I. and Goody Mob and all of them. And they like, you like Goody Mob? Oh, Dirty Bastard, he's whack, blah, blah, blah. So I try to give the new age a chance. But this mumble rap, I'm not with. I'm sorry. Lil Boat or whatever the hell his name is.
What's his name?
Lil Yachty, Lil Boat. I can't, Lil Uzi Vert, all these little, I can't get with you. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I really am. I'm trying, but I can't.
See, I'm trying really hard not to like Lil Yachty.
Oh, Lord.
And I like.
Have you seen any of his interviews?
Okay, I didn't say he was intelligent. All right? He ain't no Pac. Okay. All right? Let me tell you something. Okay, yes, this is the thing. A lot of people, when you have these discussions about music, they love to say, okay, who's the greatest rappers to you guys? Period. Who do you consider the greatest rapper?
See, that's all right. If I say my greatest rapper, I'm Pac all day.
Okay.
Yes. If I'm not going to say lyricist, greatest rapper to me, Tupac.
Like, I can put in a CD player or and just vibe to it all day.
The greatest, ride music. Your favorite rapper.
My
of
favorite
all
rapper
time.
Is E-40 Busta Rhymes and Fabulous. Those are my top three.
Oh, I like that list.
I can't be mad at that list.
You can't be mad at that list. And you know what's funny? And that's the thing, because I was expecting both of y'all to say Pac, Big, Pac, you know, something like
Tupac's
that.
Tupac's my, I know it's cliche, but.
My favorite rapper of all time is Ghostface Killah. All right. Because I just, anything Wu-Tang, Ghostface, RZA, GZA, Liquid Swords.
I can understand that.
Some of the greatest music of all time. And what's funny is that I was talking about it with somebody else, and it's crazy because, like, we talk about Yachty, Lil Uzi Vert them, I can't stand. I don't like Vert. I don't care if a Kodak Black.
21 Savage.
None of them cats.
21. They don't rap. They talk.
And it's not, and I don't know if, and that's the thing. I will tell somebody, I think it's safe to maybe say that it's not rap. Like, maybe they have their own genre. Like, maybe their genre is whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not what we grew up on as rap, but I don't want to be that old man. I don't want to be that old man, like, oh, you kids and your nonsense.
And
like,
here's the thing with me, I'm okay. Everyone's always like, oh, you want lyrics. I'm okay with having a setting where I just want a trap beat, you know what I'm saying? And you can just spew random shit, and I'm cool with that. I have my times where I just want to turn up in the car or when I'm at work or whatever, but I can't turn up to Yachty. I can't turn up to. Here's the thing.
What about Designer? Timmy Turner.
You know what I hate? Here's what I say about Timmy Turner. I hate that I like that song.
I love that song.
I hate that I like it because
I love that
I don't
song,
know what he's saying. I mean, I know what he's saying in the chorus.
Right.
But once he starts, you know, welcome to me, I hate that I like that, but it's so melodic.
I like that.
If you ask my girl, like, the second I go home, how was your day? I'm cool. Timmy. I got my little girl
you
singing that.
It's stuck in your head. It's
I got
stuck.
My little girl singing
you don't
singing
like
that.
It wrong? It's not a bad song. It's not bad. It's music. That's what I'll put it.
It's melodic.
It's music. It might be nonsense, but it's music. Like it has something that is going with everybody walking.
It's very melodic. I hate it. Big digging
like as well as did killing everybody. Like it has something to it. It's just dumb, but it's something to it. Like I don't feel like what they're doing requires like mad talent. Like
right.
I feel like if you like a Yachty, I like Yachty's music. I don't know why. I haven't heard anything Yachty's made that I was like, this sucks. And I listen to it, and I want to because I mean they got pink dreads and stuff. Like I don't, that's not me.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad like not liking, well, my dad did like Snoop and all them. He liked them, but he didn't want me listening to it. Like it was just them. We lived in LA. We lived in California. Like we knew that. But like it's crazy because like you look at these kids and it's like we always forget, man. Like y'all know like Biggie and Tupac when they died, they were 24 years old.
Doesn't even sound right.
All right. And people considered them the greatest rappers of all time. I don't, because they didn't have time to be.
To develop.
They didn't have time to be. Tupac had, what, two albums? All Eyes on Me.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say.
No, he had more.
Don't disrespect that ever.
Machiavelli, All Eyes on Me.
Pac's got 1,000 albums.
He's had quite a few albums. Biggie had
two albums.
He had Life After Death and,
Ready to Die.
Ready to Die.
And see, that's why I always say in the whole who is better, Tupac and Big, because that we always get that. Every time I say Tupac is better, they go, why? I'm like, if we're going to go bar for bar, lyric for lyric, I will say Biggie had better punchlines. But overall, if we're going to go based on work put out, Biggie recorded maybe all of, what, 60, 70 songs. Tupac recorded 749,000 songs. And we haven't heard half of them.
But Biggie was really responsible for like Lil' Kim, Cease, Junior Mafia, Puff. And that whole era was something that was,
I think that was
real
a turn
important.
When they were in their prime or when they were at the top, that was a turn in the way rap was being heard. So when I'm thinking, you could call them pioneers or what have you, because rap started to change. And it started with Pac and started with Biggie. Because before then, you had Wu-Tang, you had West Coast with Ice Cube and Snoop and what have you. E-40 still had his thing. But after them, that's when rap started to evolve. It started to change.
Yeah. And it's still changing now.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's devolving. Well, with the exception of, Kendrick and Cole and...
Right.
I won't even say Drake, but Kendrick and Cole.
Do y'all like Drake?
I like Drake.
It's funny. I was listening to something, another radio show, and they were like, "Do you need a Drake break?" And I do.
I honestly, that might be a good point.
I do, because what they brought up, and it's true, is like, yo, you just dropped an album, Views. We're barely listening to your fourth single off that. And now all of a sudden you're dropping four new songs and another album. Like, bruh, I need a break.
Like, his music is starting to run together to me. Like, I can't separate
them. It all sounds the same.
I think he needs to, honestly, in my opinion, they need to broaden their versatility with collaboration with artists. Like, back in the day, you remember when fuck, I can't even think of the damn name, but Juvenile did songs with Missy Elliott and Timberland.
Oh, yeah.
So you were like, you got this style of music and this style of music, and you never really had a camp that stuck in the same camp and did all the same songs all the time outside of Wu-Tang.
And see, but the thing is about then and now is that, like, then you had super-duper stars, but, like, now, your stardom now is so big that your ego won't allow you to do stuff like that. Like, when a Drake says, like, you know, I'm going to hop on a Conan and do a in the club on a Tuesday. Oh, that was cool of him. You know, like that. But, like, then he signed him, you know, and things like that. And
but see, not what, no more. What Drake low-key does, too, and I'm not a hater or not like that. I like Drake. I like a lot of his music. But when he jumps on other people's music,
it becomes his.
Exactly. He tries to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to give him a look. When he dropped on that Migos.
Yo, Versace.
He made Versace.
He took it over.
His whole Hotline Bling. He took old boy's song, slowed it down. It was supposed to be a remix to I Like the Cha-Cha, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Drum's Cha-Cha.
Love Drum.
And
Drum is my favorite artist right now.
He made it. Oh, man.
Drum is fire.
That album is
fire.
And it's been a
Drum is that guy.
Drum is cool. I like Drum. Right. Number one, no, but I do
it's
like Drum.
It's fun music. Like drum. He cool. Ain't talking about he's slinging crack. He ain't talking about shooting everybody. Like, I don't believe stuff like that no more. You know what a lot of people complain about too is that, like, no one's real anymore, like gangster, nobody. It doesn't matter anymore. We don't live in a society of real anymore.
That's why these you rap beefs. We were talking about these rap beefs to me are kind of. They're not what they used to be because, yeah, like this whole Game and Meek Mill and all that. Like, I know Game is real, but he's getting too real because he's having all of these cases. Like, bruh, stop trying to be so real. We get it. You used to be a gangster. You will go punch somebody and put it on video. We understand.
And the thing is that I don't even know if Game is necessarily 1,000% like real, or is he just the only one? Like, there's no other, like, bloods out here that you'd be like, nothing. He's like the only one that's like the left gangster. Like, that's it.
Well, YG is. You know what? Low key, I'll probably be more scared of YG than
I'm
Game.
More worried about YG.
Because YG is quiet.
He's low key. All right.
YG will be like, I'm going to shoot you after this interview. YG, and he'll actually shoot you.
YG's not getting on social media and doing interviews talking crazy like
that. No, he's
like,
probably going to shoot you.
He might
or have someone do it.
And, like, I mean, I think of rappers like Nipsey Hussle. Like, I love Nipsey Hussle, though.
But me too.
He couldn't get out of his way, like, with stuff like that. I knew he was independent and he had his own way, but, like, I think he did a lot of stuff where he couldn't get out of his way in the streets and people and things like that. But, like, these new rappers, like, I'm not mad at them. I'm not, you know, it is what it is.
What you listen to?
I mean,
right
now, you know what's funny? All week I've been listening to Wale.
And which one? All of his music or
just the mixtape, Summer on Sunset.
Okay.
And it's a really good mixtape. And I think Wale doesn't get the due that he's like he should have. Like, but like I think that he's stuck in between like that. You got your Drake, you got your Kendrick, you got your J. Cole. Like J. Cole has done something within himself that like it's him, that's that. Wale is in that identity of like he makes good, like, girl songs, like, you know, songs for the ladies. And then he can rap, but, like, he's someone that you, like, I look at Wale as somebody like I would never hang out with though. Like he seems like a jerk. Like
that's what the perception is. Everyone says in person he's not the nicest guy.
But I like him. Like I love Wale. He got some real good music and he puts together crazy bars. But like he seemed like the type that like you'd be in the room chilling and he'd come in like everybody get out. Like,
he's emotional, bro.
Everybody get out of here. You know, I ain't feeling this right now. And you'd be like, God dang, Wale, like. You know, or like he just seems like that. Like Drake, I love Drake, but I do not like Drake singing. And that was after Views. I used to be able to tolerate it, but Views was way too much singing. Drake cannot sing to me.
I've been telling people since day
Drake
one.
Drake can hold a note. There's a difference from holding a note and singing.
That's true.
All right, there's a difference. He can hold a note, make it sound fine.
I've been saying that since day one. Everyone's like, man, Drake is. I'm like, no. I'm like, to me, rappers that can sing, there's only been a small handful that can pull it off. You, sir, have not done it yet. Nelly did okay with it.
He did right.
Ja Rule did okay with it. The gods of rapping and singing are Bone Thugs and Harmony. No one's touching them.
You got T-Pain. You forgot about T-Pain.
I mean,
T-Pain is very underrated.
No, man, T-Pain can sing. T-Pain has a great voice.
He is
But as far as the gods of rapping and singing.
Right. Like song creating, you got lyricists, and then you got people who can make good songs.
That's what I like.
You can be a lyricist, and your song quality is
Because I listen to everybody. White,
you can make
black,
a good song.
I don't care who you are.
And that's the thing about Drake. He makes good songs. He don't have the best in anything, but he makes good-ass songs.
Who do y'all feel is underrated?
As far as what?
Big Crit.
Crit's underrated.
Extremely underrated.
Rap, music, anything. Who do you feel is most underrated?
I'll say that this... All right, so we were talking about R&B. I'm on this band so much right now, and I know they're getting a buzz, but they should have had a buzz a long time ago. The internet.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ego Death. Dope. Ego Death right now is my favorite album for the past 2 years.
They're dope.
For the past 2 years.
Dope.
I ain't heard the album.
Dope. Listen to Ego Death tonight.
Like,
do yourself a favor.
I think... Rap-wise, most underrated is probably Big Sean.
Oh, he's dope.
And I'm going to say Big Sean is underrated because when you look at him visually, you can't really take him, I don't want to say serious, but he's so regular. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm glad you said this because I firmly believe, and I know some people come and hate me saying this, he is the best rapper at Good Music right now.
Oh, he might be the best actual rapper.
Right next to Pusha T, he's the best rapper.
Pusha T is in my top three.
Pusha T to me is like one of the best of all time.
I'm going to tell you, because who can't rap? I'm sorry, it's Kanye. Kanye cannot rap.
He can, but he chooses not to.
He can put together some music, though. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When I listen to Ultralight Beam, sometimes makes me teary-eyed. I have no idea why, bro.
Didn't he make a video to that?
I don't know yet.
Ultralight
Beam is such a, like, the album of Pablo is put together so well. When it goes from Father
Stretch My Hands,
and then
it goes
into part two.
Yeah.
It's put together so well. And when you listen and when you hear that Street Fighter Perfect,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, stop.
Yo, like, where'd that come from?
Stop. He must have paid Capcom a good bag to use that Perfect. Like, and then how he sampled the hottest song that was in the street at the time. He sampled Panda for his own music.
But it was funny because of that made Designer hot. Because if it wasn't on Pablo, he wouldn't be where he's at.
It was such a great body of like put together work. It's like, this is work. And then like, but when you really listen to it, you're like, he really not talking about nothing.
No, he's a Kardashian rapper now. But
the music, you just like.
He can make
you
music.
You just listen. And his concerts, I ain't been to one, but just watching videos.
Let me tell you something. I went to the Yeezus tour when he came out here. Right. It is my number one show I've ever been to. And I've seen everyone. I've seen Jay. I've seen Nas.
You seen Buster?
I've seen Buster. Buster puts on an amazing show. But the Yeezus tour
Yeezus has to be better than Busta.
Because listen, Busta put and I'll say I don't even want to say that Busta does definitely have the most energy when it comes to performing. But as a show, he gave me visuals. He gave me an actual storyline. He gave me ups and downs. When certain songs dropped, I lost my shit.
Right.
Bro, let me tell you something. When what song was it? That's That Shit I Don't Like came on.
You lose it. You lose it.
I went nuts.
You lose it.
When Lamborghini Murk, let me tell you something. When that beat started, I went nuts.
You lose it. Kanye.
You forgot where you was at?
Yo, I lost my... I'll be honest. I got crazy.
Water all over the place.
Bruh, I got white girl crazy. I think I elbowed five people around me.
But that's crazy. But see, that's the thing with Kanye. His music makes you feel something.
Yeah.
You feel something.
Shit, Lil Jon music did that.
Oh, Lil Jon made you want to fight.
Yeah, fighting.
Yeah, boy. I'm going to tell you something. There was a period of time where you listen to some No Limit and some Lil Jon, you be ready to go outside and fight, shoot, your shirt off, your swinging stuff. Like.
That's absolute.
But you know what's funny is that you said about Busta Rhymes. I consider him my... I haven't been to a lot of concerts because concerts are too much work for me. Like, I really contemplate going to them, but it's just so much work. I'm like, ugh. But I seen Busta perform, one of the best performers I had ever seen.
Oh, hands down.
I mean, and it was just him and Spiff. Yep. And they just sitting there, and they had like a little light, little panel thing, and it was just rapping and just hyped, and it was like, y'all are the main event. And this was whatever tour it was, Jay-Z came out, and I'm going to tell you who's not a good performer is Jay-Z. He is boring, all right?
I have to stop you there.
And Fabulous. Dear God, both of them are the most boring rap. Because
they don't move.
They don't do nothing.
That might have been, let's see, if you said Buster or Jay was on that tour, been the Rock the Mic tour.
I think it was. 50 Cent was there.
I saw Jay, I've seen him twice. I saw him when he did the Best of Both Worlds with Mary J. Blige.
Right.
That was a great show. The amazing show was when he did it by himself right around Blueprint 3. I think he did amazing. Came out the live band.
You mean, I know what you're talking about, the Unplugged?
No, it wasn't Unplugged. This is when I saw him in concert. He was at Comerica, or it used to be Dodge, but now it's Comerica. Yeah. He came out there, and ironically enough, Fabulous did open. And you're right, Fabulous, it was a little
boring.
He was kind of boring, except when he did.
But one of the coolest cats on earth.
Yeah, no, it was cool. But no, when Jay
came out to perform.
No.
When Jay came out to perform, I don't know. To me, maybe because I'm such a Jay fan.
Oh, you knew all his songs. That's what it was.
Yo, maybe that's what it was because, I mean, he went from.
But that's why Jay's the greatest rapper of all time. He's the greatest rapper of all time.
That's a tough one for me to say.
He's the greatest rapper of all time.
That's very tough for me to say.
I mean, what does he got? 12 albums? 15?
He does.
Great longevity. And he's never,
you know,
fell off. Right now, he's a little shaky. Like, I ain't really good to the bars.
I mean, does albums really constitute you being the best if you got albums?
Yeah, but he has at least
Too Short got a shitload of albums?
Yeah, but I'm
saying.
Too
Short got 16.
But he's got, Jay-Z has some, Jay-Z, he set trends. Like, he made you do certain
things. I'm not mad at the argument. I can.
Button-ups and Air Force, is that what you're talking about?
I mean.
Yankee fitteds.
Hey, he made a lot of people cool. Pharrell was cool, but he made Pharrell cooler. All right. He made just music in general just cool. He was cool. Like, he had that tipped Yankee hat that made it cool. You was from Arizona, but you had a tipped Yankee hat.
I know. I got a picture of me wearing that hat.
Like, Jay, that's why I love
Pac. Hold on. You can't take that away from 50. He had niggas wearing do-rags and fitted hats for the longest.
Facts. But 50...
For the long guys.
50 went so high so fast.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know how to contain it. Like, he didn't know how to adapt. Like, all of his beats kept sounding the same. It didn't change up. Like, he didn't improve. Like, it just stayed the same.
Well, was that and he put out too much too? Because even before the album, they had 17 G-Unit mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
and they were fire.
Yeah. And no, don't get me wrong. Every single one was popping.
I've heard some new 50 stuff lately that's been pretty good. And Kanan tape, I mean.
Oh, that Kanan tape. I've always been a 50 fan. I think he puts out good music.
He does. It's just that, like, we've just outgrown it. We've just.
Yeah, it's the whole Southside Jamaica Queens bully thing. It's kind of played out. It's, so
his camp is. Dead.
Yeah, he has no camp. Like, I'd rather just. I like power. I can't wait to see what he makes next. I'm not interested in the music.
Yeah, he doesn't care about music next. Either.
Let's
get to these movies, bro.
Okay, movies. So, we didn't say at the top of the show, we're going to do our top 10 list. We're going to switch it up a little bit. We always do sneakers. And we said that we were going to do pop culture stuff. We did it one time on the Sneak This podcast. But we're going to do right now the top 10 comedies of all time to us.
Who
won
first?
Comedic movies,
us.
Huh?
Who wants to say their honorable mentions first?
I'll start with that.
All right.
I don't even have any of
them. You ain't got none?
So,
okay. Well, then you good then.
Comedic movies are by far my favorite. So
hard to
this,
come by,
this took me a long time to get through this list.
Let's find your funny. Come
so on. I'll just throw out a couple honorable mentions. I'll start with Superbad.
Oh, that's on your honorable mentions?
I know. Trust me, I know. But once I read my list, you might agree with me, you might not. But Superbad's on there.
Okay, that had me giggling a little bit.
Giggling
a little bit.
Bruh, Superbad.
Okay.
Let's see. Don't Be a Menace to South Central Drinking Jim Juice in the Hood. I don't like parody movies like that, but I love that movie. Yeah, that's a hood classic.
I liked it then. When I watched it recently, I was kind of like, ah.
It still makes me laugh. I think
it's just growing up now. It still makes me laugh, but I'm just like,
I feel you on that.
Look at these.
Let me see.
Look at these cats.
I know. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Sandler, Can't Go Wrong. It's probably my favorite Adam Sandler movie. And now the last, this should be my top 10, and it's hurt me not to put in there, but Nutty Professor, the first one.
And I got that in honorable mentions.
That's honorable mentions. So I have more, but that's it for now. What's yours?
That was funny. Honorable mentions. I got Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
And I really wanted to put that in the top 10. I did. I got Nutty Professor. Nutty Professor was funny. I got Beverly Hills Cop.
I was going, that almost made the list.
It probably shouldn't have got in the top 10.
It should be on the list.
But I was like, ah. And I got Ace Ventura.
The first one.
That's, bruh, who are you going to be mad at me?
I was looking at that one.
I had to put that on there because a lot of my movies.
I got a Jim Carrey one in my top 10.
I do too. Oh, wait, let me see. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, everybody. I hope everybody has exact same Jim Carrey in the top 10.
Two Jim Carreys in my top 10. But we'll keep going.
You got any honorable mentions or none? None. What's number 10, Dom?
All right, man. It's on the way here, man.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that's right. Shout out to Rome for showing up on such a short notice, man.
Now, again, this took me a long time, bro, because every one of these movies I can watch. See, I base it on movies I can watch continuously, and it still makes me laugh to this day. So number 10, I have Pineapple Express.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Love the movie. Seth Rogen, hilarious. From beginning to end, can't go wrong with it. I quote some stuff from that movie. Love it.
You know what I can't do is quote movies.
Fam,
I don't have the memory. I don't have the memory.
None.
Well, see, now that
when I'm watching them, I can quote it. But I couldn't, like, I have friends that be just throwing out quotes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do that.
And they be like, yo, that's from this. I'm like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time, and I have no idea what you're talking
about. I'm like that. This one, now that I look at it in a place, it should be higher, but it's cool. Number 9, Trading Places.
Oh, yes.
I love that movie.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Eddie Murphy is my number one comedic actor favorite ever.
Period.
Ever.
And that goes to the Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah.
The Kevin Hart movie, the new one, I didn't find it. Like, I like Kevin Hart in movies.
Yeah.
I don't think I care for the stand-up anymore.
Like The Wedding Planner? What was it?
Yeah, he was in that.
I thought that was
all right. That was funny.
He actually did good in that. But yeah, when he was coming out saying, oh, I'm going to try to beat like Raw and Delirious. I'm like, Delirious was great. No one's ever topping
when
Raw.
When you watch Raw and Delirious and all that, it is dated. Like, it's funny, but it's dated because it's like, it was so ahead of its time. Like, back then, I mean, you know your mom and dad then was falling.
But
on
it's
the
funny
floor.
Because even with Raw, like, it was dated, but it's ironic because you see a whole portion of it, he's talking about Bill Cosby and how Bill Cosby was like reaming him for being dirty, and now look what happened, allegedly.
Right.
All right, number 8, hood classic, Friday. Okay. Gotta be on there.
Okay.
And I'm glad. I'm assuming Rome has it on his list, and I'm glad you have it at 8.
Yeah,
I have it higher, but I feel like I was obligated.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I almost did that, and I actually scribbled it out, but the more I looked at him, I'm like, these other movies made me laugh more, but Friday is an absolute classic.
Yeah.
So it had to make the list.
I think I feel obligated as a black person. Like, I'm not going to lie to you.
I thought about it, but it's not on my
list. But when you see my number.
Oh, so you didn't put it on your list at all?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Mike.
Yeah, okay.
I can't tell you.
All right, so number 8 was Friday. Number 7, Beverly Hills Cop.
I can't argue.
The first one. Another funny Eddie Murphy movie. I mean, listen, everything in that movie was hilarious to me.
Like, his delivery and, like, expression, like, facial expressions were so perfect. Like, Kevin Hart has that, but his stuff is over the top.
Yeah.
It's, like, too over the top.
Well, he's trying to sell it. And with Eddie.
Exaggerated.
Yeah, it's exaggerated.
And with Eddie, he wasn't, like you said, he wasn't exaggerating. And when he, look, man, I ain't falling for banana Mateo pipe. Like, you could tell that was almost an ad lib.
Right. It's funny.
And it was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? So, and then number 6, Anchorman.
Anchorman was funny.
Anchorman to me is probably my
okay,
if not my favorite, probably one of my top two favorite Will Ferrell movies ever.
Now see, a lot of those movies I had to watch it two or three times for me to find it funny. During that movie, I didn't think it was funny until he kicked that dog off that bridge. When he kicked that dog off that bridge, I almost had to walk out the theater.
See,
I almost threw up. I was laughing.
Mike
so
Carroll, you got to have a certain funny bone to watch his movies.
And that's what it is. It's a different type of comedy. It's not going to be your like an Eddie Murphy where he's like just jokes right. And all that. It's a different type of comedy. It's almost like I can't explain it. It's like it because I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. So it's almost like that Seinfeld.
Really?
Bruh, Seinfeld, the show?
That's like cerebral.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
I watched one episode of Seinfeld. I will admit, it was hilarious. But the show wasn't funny, but I watched the stand-up, and it was funny because it was, like, really obvious. Like, it was funny because it wasn't, like, a joke.
That's why I like it.
It was just funny like that. It wasn't like a, he's setting something up. He's like... the man outside, you know, it's so yeah.
But I like that though, because sometimes I like to think, and then sometimes I like it just to be out on the table, and that's what Seinfeld does, and that's how I felt with Anchorman. Like, you know, Will Ferrell's character wasn't outrageous, but it was hilarious.
Right.
Steve Carell not saying but ooh, a couple
I
of words, hilarious to me.
Right.
Paul Rudd, you know, being the dude.
Whatever, I like Paul Rudd too.
Hilarious to me. There was, and then like the random fight scene where everybody shows up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hilarious.
I
to
like
me.
Jason Bateman.
I like all of them. So,
I like all of them cats.
So that's why, to me, number six, Anchorman. So just to recap, number 10, Pineapple Express. Number 9, Trading Places. Number 8, Friday. Number 7, Beverly Hills Cop. Number 6, Anchorman.
All right. You know what's funny? I'm going to probably go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that probably none of us have one Martin Lawrence movie on our list. I don't think we do.
I
was thinking about his movies, and I couldn't think.
I couldn't think of one where it just made me... laugh.
You know what? That's funny. I don't even have one of my honorable mentions. The only one that I could remotely think that, actually, you know what? I couldn't. I was like, House Party? But that didn't make me laugh, though.
His movie, though. Like,
and it wasn't his.
And that shit just came on like Tuesday.
He doesn't have a comedic movie. Big Mama's House, maybe.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, well.
Three Stripes.
Blue Streak was pretty
Blue
good.
Streak.
Was Blue, it Blue Streak, Streak was I.
It
but
was
it
okay.
It wasn't.
I didn't laugh, though.
It was like a modern Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I chuckled. And to me, Dave Chappelle was funnier in that movie than he was.
But I do love Blue Streak. I could watch that anytime. But I wouldn't even think of it in my top.
He said, do the gut and ass move. Like,
yeah. Could. I probably wouldn't even put it in my top 20. I don't think.
No,
I
wouldn't.
I could.
Easily, I wouldn't.
Number 10, Tommy Boy.
Damn, I almost put that in.
Okay.
It's on my honorable mention.
It is probably some of the dumbest stuff you would ever see, but it is so funny.
Chris Farley's a genius.
And that was the one when because I keep thinking of Black Sheep. I keep thinking of that one, which is the one where like they were driving and got pulled over by the cops and he ran out, was acting like he was being attacked by bees.
That was Tommy Boy.
Okay, bruh, I almost died when they were like, he jumped like and the cops were like, yo, I'm allergic to bees, yo, so am I. They were like, yo, y'all good, and they almost died. All right, Tommy Boy is hilarious. Number 9, Big Daddy.
Oh,
really?
Now, this is why I put
okay,
it
on. Okay,
no. It was just, I thought it was put together well because it could have been whack really quick.
Yeah.
Because, like, Adam Sandler movies, when he's, like, semi-serious, they're pretty good, all right?
I laugh when he had the boy pissing on the wall outside.
Like
what I was thinking about you and your son, like.
Oh, no, but, like, but when you do have a son, you have those moments of, like, you know, when you do funny things like that. Like, mm-hmm. You know, and I love the fact of, like, it was put together well and the interaction between him and the boy.
Yeah.
Like, and then when I found out that the boy was a twin, because I was like, that boy is really good. They switched him out. Because I was like, there's no way this little boy is that good. I'm like, he might be 25 years old and he might be a midget.
No, I don't
get it. But that was a really put together good movie.
Yeah. You watch Blended?
What is that?
The Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That shit's funny.
With Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one yet. I heard it was funny. See, I don't like... It has to be really
funny.
Classic stupid funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tommy Boy, stupid funny.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, stupid funny-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, because I'm sure somebody... Because Ricky Bobby What was it called?
Talladega Nights. Yeah,
almost made my list. That movie is hilarious.
It was on my honorable mentions.
I had a Will Ferrell on my own.
All right, number 8, and number 8 is I put Home Alone 2. Now this is why. I put Home Alone 2 because, and like I said, it's like when we talk about music. I like what stuff was put together well. Bro, the concept of Home Alone 1 is a really hard concept to pull off correctly, and they did it perfectly for Home Alone 1.
Mm-hmm.
To do it again with the same concept of losing a kid, and it was just as good as a – that's not hard to do. It's like Home Alone – God dang, the kid got lost again?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? That movie was perfect. I thought it was hilarious.
Played it off well.
And you know what? Comedy – it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a, like, I'm dying, like, falling off the couch dying. But I think it was just had its funny moments. It was funny. That's how I put it. But, like, it's one of my all-time, like, Christmas watch. Like, I just love it. And it's considered a comedy. But it's, like, family comedy.
I feel you.
Number 7, I got The Hangover. All right.
And the
reason why I got that on there is because, one, it was funny. But I never saw a commercial for it. I never saw a commercial or a preview. I don't know why we went. Like, yeah. I just went to see it. I couldn't believe it. It's like The Matrix. I had never seen anything from Matrix.
Yeah.
We walked in there. Well, the greatest thing. Mine was blown.
I love The Hangover. I think the reason why I didn't put it on the list is because I think they hold it out too quick. Like, they did 3 movies within a couple of years.
It should be done.
And to me, because of that, it made the first one not nearly as funny anymore when I watch it.
Right.
So because of that, because I thought about it, because I'm like, the first one, yeah, when I saw it in theaters, I think I laughed 90% of the time.
It was funny.
Second one, okay, great. And the third one, I'm like, okay, y'all did it too much. And then at that point, I watched the first one again, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I got some. Yo, but when I first saw it, and when Mike knocked old boy out.
Oh, yeah.
Again, lost my shit.
That's a funny movie. But I'm probably willing to say that there's no Mike Epps movies on anybody's list.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Mike Epps is not.
In the movie? Or it's starring like the head.
I don't know if he has a starring movie. Mike Epps have a starring movie?
Yeah,
the
one he just came out with not too long ago.
Yeah, no. It's not on there.
Never heard of it.
It was like a spinoff to.
Oh, you talking about Black Family?
Yeah.
The Blackens?
Something like that.
What was it called?
See, that was a straight to Netflix movie.
I don't go for movies like that. Like Haunted House. Like,
nah, me neither.
I ain't with those. Number 6, I got Friday. And I felt like I really wanted to put it like 10, 9, 8. Like, I just felt like I had to because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, I don't remember dying laughing. Like,
right.
I think I die laughing. Now when I see it, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I honestly feel like I had to put that on because I was Black. I'll be honest with you. I felt like if I didn't have it on there, somebody was going to be like, you ain't got Friday.
I mean, it's a cultural movie. I mean, everybody who grew up in our generation has seen the movie.
Right.
Quote. I mean, it's the number one quoted movie out there right now. How many people you know that's probably never even seen Friday goes, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cultural. You had to have it.
You had to have it. Absolutely. So, recap. Number 10, Tommy Boy. 9, Big Daddy. Number 8, Home Alone 2. Number 7, The Hangover. Number 6, Friday.
Rome.
Number 10.
Number 10... was one of your honorable mentions, which is Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
I ain't mad at it.
Classic.
It's a classic.
Man.
Classic.
So, and then number 9 is my Jim Carrey flick, The Fun with Dick and Jane.
I love that movie.
Never saw it.
You ain't never seen that?
I love that movie.
We tried to see it. We were like, one of them like rent it on the TV and it just wouldn't work right.
That's a good movie.
People say that's hilarious.
It is.
Never saw it.
When he act like a puppet on top of the table.
Weren't they robbing the banks or something?
Yeah, what were they doing? They were losing their house and they were having to come up with money to keep their house. His job pretty much did like the Enron type shit. All
right.
And took all the money and then the people cashed out their stock and took off.
And they took really?
They needed to come up with money to keep their house and whatnot.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
When he was acting like a puppet on the top of the table, I had me in tears.
That's your only Jim Carrey movie?
That's my only...
Bruh.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, keep going.
Number 8 is Old School. Another Will Ferrell.
It was all right.
That
was
some honorable mentions.
Funniest joint when he got hit in the neck with that dart.
Yeah, and see...
He's like, bro, you got a freaking dart in your neck.
It's a lot of parts in it. See, that's the thing that I couldn't decide on my comedies. Was it like scenes... that made me feel the entire movie was great? Or was it just that scene?
I told you, if I can watch this movie continuously and still laugh and love that movie and quote it, That's why it's on my list.
Old school, there are scenes in it where I'm dying. But then movie in itself, I'm just like,
yeah, I feel you.
Like,
that's why that was my number 8.
Mm-hmm.
My number 7 is The Hangover.
Okay.
So it made my top 10.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like it has to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's The Hangover.
And then my number 6, both of y'all have Friday. I have Friday After Next.
And that's the one with Mike Epps.
That's the one with that's Mike Epps. That's the second Epps one with Mike Cat Williams.
Oh, I've only ever seen the movie one time ever.
And Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews, and he's the one that made the movie fucking funny.
Now, there were scenes that were hilarious, but I can't remember. I've only saw it once ever.
You gotta
ever.
Watch it again. Well, Christmas is coming. You got Home Alone 2. And you gotta watch Friday After Next.
I only saw that in theater one
watch it,
time.
Watch it again.
I'm gonna have to.
I just it's recently funny. Watched it again. I was in tears. I had to literally, like, rewind it and play it again, like, 3 or 4
times. But see, you know, it's movies like that. I like when movies, they start stuff. The whole phrase of top flight security is strictly from that.
Oh, the world, Craig.
Yeah, like, that's strictly from that. That's a cultural saying now. Facts. You see top flight security. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah.
So what number was that?
So that was number 6. So
oh, okay.
Rundown is number 10, Don't Be a Menace. Number 9, Fun with Dick and Jane. Number 8, Old School. Number 7, The Hangover. Number 6, Friday After Next. That's a variety.
Top five. All right, man. My Jim Carrey, one of my Jim Carrey movies, number 5, is Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's a classic.
Cultural classic. Icon.
I mean.
It can come on at 1:45.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
I'm watching.
It don't matter what it's on.
You say you got friends that quote movies. I'm that guy. I quote this movie at least 2 or 3 times a week.
There are so many scenes from that movie that just makes you like. I mean, when they sold that bird to that blind boy, and the bird had his head duct taped to the. The movie was one of the funniest movies.
It
ever,
is, because, and it
could easily be number 1.
And that's why I love Jim Carrey, because he would do little things in that movie that were just so funny. And I'm sure it was like nothing to him, a little like the here, a little there.
Right.
I mean, him just going up to when they're at the gas station, big gulps, huh? All right,
bruh.
Well, see you later.
Bruh.
I love that.
I think I saw it in theater when that scene came up. I fell out the chair. Them dudes are sitting there. And you know what's funny is I watched the thing about it. That wasn't a part of the movie.
That's right. My point.
It wasn't a part of the movie.
That's my point.
Homeboys was just drinking them Slurpees. He was like, big gulps, huh?
That's my point.
Well, see you later.
That's my point.
I almost fell off. There was so many scenes in that movie that they said that he just did. Like, that one where, like, he got stood up at the bar.
Yeah.
He went for the girl, and he walked out, and he seen that poster, and it said, like, they landed on the moon. He was like,
landed
on the moon! Like,
little things hilarious. Like that, I'm like, Jim, you're a genius.
That was funny.
Dumb and Dumber to me.
Did y'all see the Dumb and Dumber 2, though?
I did.
Terrible.
They waited too long to do it.
Waited way too long. It looked old.
So that's why I'm like,
And it looked hokey. Like, it was so colorful.
It did.
It looked crazy.
It did. It looked weird. I didn't like it. Number 4, another, Eddie Murphy movie, Harlem Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I just watched it.
Yeah,
Richard Pryor, everybody. I mean, he shot Della Reese in the foot, bruh.
I just watched that the other night. I don't know why I didn't think of that. No.
He shot Della Reese in the fucking foot, bruh.
That movie is, bruh. Love it. Classic.
I mean, yo, so that movie to me.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Now,
I just watched it.
Hands down. Number 3, 40-Year-Old Virgin. My favorite Steve Carell movie. Another one of those like smart, intelligent movies. I loved from beginning to end. I loved his quirkiness. I love how, you know, he's so doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? He's not in the know, and then they're taking advantage of him. So many scenes are funny.
But see, I think I like the other people in the movie more than I did him. I think the crazy girlfriend that was like lost her mind in like the PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
The black dude that worked at the store.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And Seth Rogen, all of them. Now I agree, but then at the same time, when they're all sitting playing cards,
that was hilarious.
You know, it's like a bag of sand when you touch it. And, you know, and because we know Steve Carell and like he was serious the whole time, to me, that made it that much more funnier. So because of that,
I almost put it, but then I was like,
that is.
It's like situational funny. Like you put him in a situation and his. His actions is what makes it.
I love that.
A lot
movie,
of people
man.
Forget Kevin Hart was in that as well.
Yeah, that little scene they had.
Little scene.
That little scene they had. All right, Number two, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura was good because it could easily be stupid.
Right? It's,
and it was like, you know, this was actually funny.
And to me, it was the first movie where you see somebody playing like an outlandish character. I mean, it came out like, what, 91, 92? And like, you had comedic movies, but dude, his voice the whole time and the way, and again, with Dumb and Dumber, little things he did with his ad-libs, hilarious. When he's talking like a dolphin, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what?
The movie was funny. It was,
you know what I'm saying?
Was that before The Mask?
That was before The Mask.
Yeah. The Mask was funny, too.
Mask was like 95. This was 92.
I wasn't going to put it on my list, but Mask was funny.
I didn't even think about The Mask.
Mask was a funny movie.
Mask was funny, but yo, Ace Ventura to me, hilarious. Okay, so.
Well, that's number one.
Number one always will be, hands down.
It better be the same on everybody's list. Though.
It's probably not.
Hey, bruh.
It better.
Don, I get it better be.
It's not mine.
Okay, Don, I swear to God, Don, you better say what I think you better say.
Coming to America.
Coming to America!
Let me tell you guys something. I can watch it 7 days a week and still laugh. There are so many things about that movie. It's perfect.
Doesn't matter what day, time, night. I don't care. I can... You know
it
what?
Is a perfect movie from the very minute it starts till it ends. There's so many things that happen in that movie. You can't say it's not funny.
Yeah, that's a funny movie.
It's not situationally funny.
It's a funny movie.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Number one. So I'll recap, but don't even need. Number five, Dumb and Dumber. Number four, Harlem Nights. Number three, 40-Year-Old Virgin. Number two, Ace Ventura. Best movie... comedic movie of all time and potentially one of the best movies ever made.
Ever.
Coming to America.
Ever. Number five.
I feel your list, man.
Now you know where I'm at.
Number five.
I feel it.
Number five, Superbad. Superbad to me.
Okay. I agree.
Bruh. Because, like, a lot of it was like, you know, I remember kind of being in a situation like that. Like, it might have been that extreme. But that movie came out of nowhere funny.
Yeah.
Like, we knew it was supposed to be a comedy, but it was super funny.
It shook things up.
Number four, Trading Places. I just love Eddie Murphy movie. He was a homeless man, and he was in a wheelchair. Funny.
I can see.
Number three, Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber.
That's crazy.
I mean, bruh.
One of the best.
Bruh.
I agree.
Period.
That's crazy. Yep.
Number two, just thinking of Dumb and Dumber. Bro, when they got that, when he... traded the dog truck for the motorbike, and he went up the road, and Jeff Daniels was walking, and he said, you know, won't you hop on this little, whatever he said.
I can get 75 miles a gallon on this.
And he said, when I think you can't do nothing any more stupid, and you totally redeem yourself. Bruh.
Well, that was a part when he passed up the ride on the bus with all the chicks.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was at the end.
Oh.
Bruh. When that bus pulled up at the very end of the movie and they was all in the bikinis.
The Hawaiian
they said,
Tropic girl.
We're looking for two guys to rub oil on us or whatever. And they said, you're in luck. Oh, no.
No, he goes, you guys are in luck. There's a town.
Oh, yeah.
Like that way.
And they were like, okay. And they got back on. He was like, you idiot. And chased the bus down and said, my friend's an idiot. It's actually that way. Almost died.
Bro, okay. Telling you.
Number two. Now, this might shock you both. All right. National Lampoon's Vacation and Christmas. I put / Christmas. So.
I can see that up there.
I wanted to say Christmas more
yes.
over Vacation.
I was going to say Christmas, yes. The regular one.
That regular one was funny.
No, regular one was funny. But
the Christmas one, when he thought he was getting that bonus check to get the swimming pool and that. And he lost his mind and went to the boss house with that gun. Bruh. I watched that with my mom every single year. I love that movie.
It's a classic.
Have you seen Meet the Millers?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Like the spinoff of his friend.
That was, No. That's Vacation you're thinking
of. Oh, Vacation.
Yeah, it's called
I haven't
Vacation.
Seen Vacation yet.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It was all right. It was cool.
I heard that was a little outlandish. It was
some
wild.
Some scenes.
I heard it was like, yo, this is wild.
It was cool.
But number one, Coming to America. My favorite, not just comedy, my favorite movie
80s
of all time.
Absolutely.
The man has his own money. Bruh.
Many quotables.
When they got off that couch and them Jerry curls.
Dripping.
When they went to McDonald's, when Louis Anderson was like, you know, see, I'm on lettuce right now. And pretty soon I'm gonna be doing fries.
That's when the big bus started rolling in.
And when Samuel L. Jackson came in there with that gun, me and my uncle to this day, tears. Like, he's anybody move, bruh.
My man said, I talked to Joe Louis, 137 years old. Like, what? Why did he go from 70 years old to 100 years old to 137? Man, you ain't never met no Martin Luther the King.
I said, well, I came around the corner. I said, that's the King. Oh, he said, he punched me in the chest. He said, bow. I feel a girl. I looked up. I said, that's the King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else. Bro, the barbershop scenes in Coming to America are some of cinematic history.
Absolutely.
Okay, period. All right. Everybody knows something from Coming to America.
You have
period.
To.
All right.
You hear the Soul Glow song, you already know something. What it is. Someone's trying to do Mr. Randy Watson. You know, that boy good. He good. Yo, listen.
Packer shoes came out with the jackets.
Absolutely.
The Mets and the Jet jacket when they first got there.
Oh, yeah, that is
right, huh? Fire. Okay. Number five, Superbad. Number four, Trading Places. Number three, Dumb and Dumber. Number two, National Lampoon Vacation / Christmas. Number one, Coming to America.
I agree.
We got some similarity. We got some things that's in common.
What you got?
My number five is your number five, which is Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Wait, what's my number five?
What's your number five?
Yours was two.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
My number four is Seth Rogen, This is the End.
See, I didn't actually like that one.
I was in tears.
There were parts. Other people.
I was in tears when they had the whole scene talking about beating off with his magazines.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
saying,
funny.
I'll beat off anywhere I want to.
And that was funny.
I was in tears on that scene.
You want to talk about outlandish. That has some outlandish. Yo, the devil started. I'm like, yes. What? The devil's
fucking. Hey, my mom won't even watch the movie. She's like, that devil with that diggling.
When I seen that, I'm like, I'm losing. Why the devil look like that?
But,
he hung.
But Craig Robinson in the movie had me dying.
The whole song. What was the song he had?
Funny. I can't even think of it.
He was playing the piano.
Take your panties off?
Yeah. Bruh,
that song.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
What else you got?
Number three is one of my favorite movies, bro. Tropic Thunder.
Never seen it.
No, what? That's a good movie. That's a very. Never I actually forgot it. About that one.
Go home. You got to work tomorrow.
Well, I'm a little pained right now,
bro. Watch Tropic Thunder.
I have it saved on the DVR, and I've seen parts of it, but I've never seen it.
It's a funny movie,
and people swear like they love it.
It's a good movie.
They got Simple Jack, and they got a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
I gotta watch that then. I haven't seen that.
It's
that
good.
Movie is fucking funny.
Like, I might have to watch that tonight. Because I do have it saved on a DVR.
You want to know my humor? Watch that damn movie. He's like, if this made Jerome laugh, I know what makes him laugh.
It's good.
Number two is an old school classic, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my honorable mentions.
That's funny. That's a little high, though. Number two?
Number two.
That's a little high.
Number two.
That's a classic.
And my number one, Coming to America.
I was going to say, man, if it isn't on there, bro.
Coming to America is my number one.
I could watch. I literally feel like going home and watch that right now.
I'm probably going to now. Like, I'm putting the kids to bed, and I'm watching Coming to America.
One of the funniest movies ever, movies, period. Like, easily. All right. Facts. But like we were saying, no Mike Epp movies? No?
Well, because,
maybe Mike Epp was in Friday After Next.
Well, yeah. Because, again, with Martin Lawrence, like, he his TV show is iconic. But movie-wise...
I watch his show every day.
Yeah, but movie-wise... And then I was thinking, like, what about Will Smith? Will Smith hasn't put out a comedic type of comedy. Like, again, the show he was on, great.
I don't know if I could think of one Will Smith comedy movie.
Because there's not. I mean, Hitch was like a romantic comedy. But as far as comedic, he hasn't done anything comedic.
No, that's true.
I guess not.
He's always been box office smash, action and dramas. And
what was the one where he was a drunk superhero? I mean, that wasn't like comedy, but like,
that was what I don't know what it's called, but
that's actually kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, he's never done, and he's a funny dude, and he's got a good sense of humor, but he's never done. I mean, Men in Black but that's not a comedy.
I don't, because like Mike Epps, I think Mike Epps is funny as characters in movies. Like, I never cared for his stand up.
Like, no. You seen All About the Benjamins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He He's funny.
He was funny in that,
but he was a co-star. Super
funny. Right. Yeah. But see, Mike Epps is like, looks like, is the, he's that type of guy. Like if you go into the club or just driving with the homies, and he in the back seat just making you die. Like he's that guy.
Mike Epps is a good co-star. Yeah. All the movies he's, I mean, guess that's all he does. Like you know, like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. He was funny in that.
He was funny.
Like you said, that All About the Benjamins. Funny in that. Next Friday. Funny in that. Yeah. But for him to have like a standout, nah,
I
never.
Don't think no one would go see a Mike Epps movie.
However, he does have the role of Richard Pryor in an upcoming biopic. Oh, that is right. But I mean, not.
But it's
funny.
Not gonna be funny.
But
well,
you never know.
He's gonna throw some funny in there.
Oh, he's gonna.
Oh, wait a minute.
To.
What am I talking about? It's a comedy. Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Jimi Hendrix. I don't even know why. So, anything else?
I think that's it, man.
I appreciate y'all coming through.
Go home and relax. Throw some ice on your balls. You know what I'm saying?
I got to ice them. Ron, appreciate you coming through literally in the last 30 minutes.
Man. I was about to go home, play some Madden, fall asleep.
I need to crack my PlayStation over one day. It's just sitting there. Don, like always, man, appreciate you coming through. Appreciate the band ones. Like, I'm
Hey, man, I told
like,
you, man. You fam, I got you. Anything you need.
Literally, like... I can't wait to
that's
throw these joints on.
That's
had to help him out, bro.
Guess that's a sneak this.
All right, peace.
Peace.